One, we're so thankful that you are joining with us on this journey of 21 days of prayer and fasting. And this year, we have the great opportunity of meeting some of our folks that are on the front lines of God's mission here in our community, across the country, and around the globe. And today, I'm so excited to have Ron Nelson joining us. Ron, thanks so much for being a part of this. Tell us the ministry that you lead and the good work that you guys are accomplishing.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Steve, for having us. Yes, I am with Faith Bridge Foster Care. Specifically, I'm the Senior Director of Church Engagement. And so what my team and I have the privilege of doing is building relationships with churches such as yours, because we truly believe, as all of our church partners do, that the church is God's plan A for placing vulnerable children in Christ-centered homes. We have a saying around here, and it's, we don't want them to just be in a family, but to be in God's family. Mm. And so what our team does is wrap around and build relationships with churches, help them bring awareness to foster care, the foster care need in their own mission field, their own cities, and then help them really just kind of recruit, train, license, and then build a ministry team around those families that do step into fostering, respite, or adoption. And so that's really what we do on our team, and it's such a privilege, it's such an honor, because as many of us know, James 1:27 says true and pure religion is to care for the orphans and the widows. So the church really is who God had in mind when he knew that these kids would need a home. And so our vision is that every kid that comes into care experiences the hope, healing, and unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And then our mission, or our how, is mobilizing, organizing, and equipping the local church to solve the crisis in their area. So we love what we get to do. It's totally an uphill battle. It's a journey of faith and of prayer, but we get to come alongside great churches like yours and watch people really step into this calling of helping solve this crisis in our state.
Man, that's incredible. I mean, thank you for the good work that you do. And I know it's touched a lot of families, even our own congregation, who've been through the process of fostering, even are currently doing that. And so thankful for the ministry you guys continue to accomplish there. Hey, tell me this, Ron. Tell us a story about what's going on within a family or an individual kind of with the ministry right now.
Yeah, so you know, there's so many stories, because we have, you know, hundreds of foster families and that many more kids in care, and it's hard to pick out one. But I just heard one yesterday. We had a big community meeting where most of our staff came together. We do it a couple times a year, and it was a story of one of our foster moms. She's a single mom, fantastic mom, doing a wonderful job, and she just had a real natural need. And one of our family consultants jumped in, found out what church she was a part of, that community of care, that ministry, let them know the need. And they were able to come up with most of the financial resources to get, you know, her car running and rolling on the road again. But there was still a little bit of a gap. And so the family consultant decided upon herself, because they build such close relationships with our families, to help make up the difference so that she could get to work, get the kids where they needed to go. And that's one of the beauties of us being a full service child placing agency, and how God has blessed us in that way, is our family consultants have at max 15 families that they're serving, which allows them the opportunity to really be able to lean in and build the relationship, understand their needs and when they need it, and to hopefully provide a solution. So, I mean, there's so many stories like that, Pastor Steve, but that's just one that's hot off the press that had all of our eyes just glistening around our tables yesterday during our community meeting.
That's amazing. Well, you know, it's incredible when you bring to bear the force of a faith family around a need like that. But not only that, but to have the ministry like yours to be able to kind of step into to help to coordinate those efforts. And it's an amazing thing to hear that you guys are so bought in that you'd have an individual to say, you know, I'll step in to help out if I need to there. So that's incredible. What a great story. Well, tell us, Ron, how can we be praying for Faith Bridge? We've been praying for the ministry there.
Well, you know, there's a lot of needs, but I'll generalize it for you. And I thank you for asking, because we, like you, as you're going, you're in this 21 days, we believe in the power of prayer and the purpose of prayer. But we are in a crisis in Georgia when it comes to foster care. It's not just a problem, it's a crisis. And that means we have way too many kids in care and not nearly enough homes to care for them. And so the 40,000 foot prayer is that, we know that there are families out there that God is calling to foster. They may or may not be aware of it. They may or may not know it. They may be wrestling with it. Whatever the case may be, our prayer is that obviously that pendulum or that scale begins to tip. And it wasn't just but a few short years ago where our particular organization had families waiting for kids to be placed, which is that's where you want it to be. You want to have more homes than children. But since pandemic and other things, the last 3 years, we've seen the scales totally flip. Mm. Now, on the good side is we're starting to see momentum. We're finally starting to move in the right direction. But that is the biggest prayer. We need more homes, more Christ-centered homes, so that these precious kids can have that love and that care and that compassion of God's people. And they can have that consistency. Our homes have a 5.7 time recidivism rate. In other words, our children that come into our care, they move around 5.7 times less than kids in any other system or with any other CPA, which we know how important consistency is for children normally, but those that are in the system, their life is always changing. They're always going from one place to another. So we want to pray that God touches the hearts of these precious people. They step into obedience. They open up their heart. They open up their home. And we watch these kids discover God's plan for their life ultimately over time.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, let's take some time right now and let's pray over that need together. Father, we just thank you so much for ministries like FaithBridge that are seeking to solve really the issue of kids without a home, kids that don't have a parent to turn to, and where they really need to know the love and affection of caretakers in their life, Lord. They need to know specifically what it looks like to be in a home where you are exalted and lifted high, where they can come to understand who you are, Jesus. I thank you so much that what FaithBridge is doing, what they're accomplishing, is they're helping to raise up those from the church, Lord, who know you to answer the call toward this great need. And Lord, we know that there is more of a need than there are those who are ready to take a step into it. And so, Lord, would you just begin to put it on the hearts of those that you're calling to be able to take that next step and say, yes, I'm ready to receive a child into our home, or to help them to grow and help them to mature and help them, most importantly, to know the hope of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in the hearts of those, even in our own congregation, to answer the call towards this. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless Ron and the team there, that God, you would use them, Lord, in this endeavor, and that God, I pray that you would continue to prosper in such a way that there would be a need that's eradicated in this area, because there are so many who are willing to step up to this and to provide homes for these children. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ron. And we're so grateful for you. Thank you for the great work you're doing. And thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. It was an honor. Thank you so much.